Okay, so like we all know Zodiac memes, right? I mean, who hasn't scrolled through their feed and seen one that just like totally nails their personality?
Yeah.
But have you ever stopped to think about like why they're so relatable?
Yeah, it's really
That's
interesting.
what we're diving into today. We're going to unpack this paper called Zodiac Memes, a review of relatability, and try to figure out like what makes these memes so funny and so spot on.
Right, and what this paper does that's really cool is it actually tries to like define relatability, you
Right.
know, in the context of these memes.
Okay.
It says it goes beyond just seeing yourself in a funny situation. It's
Oh.
more about this thing called perceived similarity.
Perceived similarity.
Yeah, basically it means like we feel connected to a meme because we see ourselves, like a version of ourselves in it.
Oh, so it's not just about the humor then. It's
No.
like about feeling seen.
Exactly. Like it's validating you in some way.
Interesting.
And the paper suggests that this whole like seeing ourselves reflected thing, even if it's like super exaggerated, it can actually be a good thing that makes you feel like your experiences are normal and that you're not alone in like your little quirks and flaws.
Makes sense. I mean, we've all seen those classic Zodiac stereotypes,
Yeah.
the over-the-top Aries or the super organized
Oh,
Virgo.
yeah, totally.
But seeing those blown up in a meme somehow makes them more like acceptable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And the paper actually talks about that. It says the humor is like a key part of why Zodiac memes work.
Okay.
Because it's lighthearted, you know? It lets us kind of like look at ourselves and maybe laugh at ourselves without feeling like we're being judged.
Right, it's like a safe space to admit those not so perfect parts of our personality.
Exactly. And you know, you were talking about those stereotypes. It's
Yeah.
like, yeah, okay, I can be a little much sometimes, but at least I'm not the only Aries who's like that.
Exactly. It's like I'm in good company.
Right. And the paper even uses examples of how these memes can help people feel like they belong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people will share these memes, you know, and comment on them and bond over their shared like zodiac experiences. It's pretty cool.
It's fascinating. It's that these silly little memes are actually tapping into this like deeper human need for connection.
Exactly. And for understanding, you know.
Totally. And the paper talks about how like this need to categorize ourselves to find our tribe, it's not a new thing.
Oh, definitely not. It's like a really basic human
Oh,
thing.
yeah.
And zodiac signs, it's just like a modern way of doing something we've always done.
Right. So it's like Zodiac memes aren't just random funny pictures. They're actually like a window into how we see ourselves and where we fit in the world.
I like that, a window. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about that, I wonder if maybe there are other things in our lives that are like that.
Other things that.
Yeah, like other trends or communities, or even just like things we enjoy doing. Things
Oh.
that seem simple and fun, but actually maybe they say something deeper about like who we are and what we're looking for.
That's a really cool thought. Something to think about for sure. Well, on that note, thanks for listening to this deep dive into the world of Zodiac memes.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we'll catch you next time.
See ya.